Rachel King's got another great book of rides tomorrow at Randwick. Morning, Rachel.
Morning, Cuddy. How are you?
I'm good. Gee, I tell you what, you and Memes, you've just been the dynamic duo, haven't you?
Yeah, she's been a very good horse for me this preparation. She's just ultra consistent. She's very professional, and hopefully she's going to show that again on Saturday.
Yeah, well, she's there. She just keeps weighing it every time. She's won 4 out of 6, and the 1100 is just perfect for her again Saturday.
Yeah, I think the 1100 will definitely help her, dropping back from last start. But she's Randwick as well. You know, she won there 2 starts ago, so it's sort of, hopefully we can get a repeat of that again. Like I said, she's just very consistent. She's very honest. So I know whatever happens, she'll be running a good race for us.
Now, the fourth is going to be interesting. We've got Super 2 that just gets out and goes like the hammers. And you're on Pro Consul. It does the opposite. Drops the bit and goes to the... I reckon you're going to need a pair of binoculars on the home turn looking for the leader, but you know you're going to storm home, don't you?
Yes, I think he'd be very unlucky not to win last start if he ran second at Randwick when I rode in there, and he sort of ran into a bit of trouble with a loose horse, and he was early on in the race and then stormed home, and you know, and he just got beat. So I think he'll run a big race. Like, obviously, Super 2 will be going very quick out in front, but... Will you know, it'll give us something to catch anyway.
It certainly will. Now, in the sixth, I spoke to Chris Lees earlier on. He thought Sound Proposition was a great chance, and I reckon you'd agree.
Yeah, definitely. Look, his win last start was very strong. I think that was his first start for Chris. So, obviously, building on that, look, he looks like he's definitely a horse that's sort of on the up, and he's got a lot of promise there.
All right. Highly Geared, you're on in the seventh event, the sprint there. It's got to have a nice each way chance.
Yeah, definitely. Look, form's been pretty good recently, and I think it was Rose Hill the other day. It ran third, and you know, didn't get beaten very far. So definitely in with a chance, and only a small field.
All right, now Choice Lager, you're riding in race 8. It's had 2 runs back from the spell. Hasn't been beaten all that far.
No, like he probably said, when you look at the where he's run, you probably wouldn't be that impressed. But then you look at actually how far he's been beaten, and not far at all. And if he's got a good barrier, he's got no way in his back. And like he'd be a lot fitter, I think, third up.
All right. And Olympic Academy, you rode this first up for Chris?
Yeah, he really pleased me first up. He's sort of can be a little bit of a tricky horse, and you've got to sort of catch him on the right day. But that first up run, look, he got a bit tired at the end, but he felt in great form. He was keen. He wanted to get on with the job, and that's sort of what we wanted to see from him, just that, you know, he was, his mind was in it, and he was wanting to get back on the racetrack, and that was definitely the indication he gave me last start.
Well, you've got some beautiful rides tomorrow. Can you isolate one or two that you think are probably the better chances?
Look, I'm always a very big fan of Memes. Like, obviously, I've had such a good relationship with her so far, and I think she's just the ultra-consistent filly, and she'll be running a very big race for us again, so she'll be my pick.
The classic example of when mares or fillies hit form, often they just maintain it, don't they?
That's it, yeah. Look, and Jason, you know, has done a fantastic job. Like, his horses are flying at the moment, and, you know, she wouldn't be right then if she wasn't, you know, perfect and pulled up well, and she just keeps taking her racing really well. So Jason's done a fantastic job with her.
All right, good to catch up, Rachel. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.